This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world is keenly looking towards the 21st century India. Addressing the NXT Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India is a country where positive news is constantly being created and it has not been manufactured as new things are happening every day. He added that the Mahakumbh, the Conference of Unity, which concluded at Prayagraj, has surprised the whole world as to how crores of people took a holy dip in a temporary city on the banks of the river.
अभी 26 फरवरी को ही प्रयागराज में एकता का महाकुंभ संपन्न हुआ है। पूरी दुनिया हैरान है कि कैसे एक अस्थाई शहर में एक टेम्पररी व्यवस्था नदी के तट पे करोड़ों लोगों का आना, सैकड़ों किलोमीटर की यात्रा करके आना और पवित्र स्नान करके भाव से भर जाना। आज दुनिया भारत की ऑर्गेनाइजिंग और इनोवेटिंग स्किल्स देख रही है।
The Prime Minister added that for decades the world referred to India as a back office, but now India is becoming the new factory of the world, and it is no longer just a workforce, but instead becoming a world force. Prime Minister Modi met former President of Sri Lanka Ranil Wickremesinghe and former Prime Minister of Australia Tony Abbott at the NXT Conclave in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he always looked forward to the interactions and has admired Mr. Wickremesinghe's perspective on various issues. Expressing happiness on meeting with former Australian PM, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Abbott has always been a friend of India. The Prime Minister also met and interacted with a leading cosmonaut from Russia, Oleg Artemyev, author Alec Ross, and a leading American physicist, Dr. Brian Greene, among others at the event. Prime Minister Modi has said that this year's Union Budget aims to make the agriculture sector more resilient and prosperous. Addressing a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity today, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve to move towards a goal of developed India is very clear. He said they are working together towards building an India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the security situation in Manipur and directed to ensure free movement of people on all routes in the state from the 8th of March. Chairing the high-level meeting on the security situation in the presence of Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla in New Delhi, Mr. Shah directed to take strict action against those creating obstructions on the roads. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today. After receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoist in Kistaram area, a joint team of DRG and CRPF was sent to the area. In Uttarakhand, 50 workers have been rescued safely so far after the avalanche in the Mana village of Chamoli district, while the search and rescue operations for the remaining five is underway. Meanwhile, the death of four injured workers has been confirmed. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial survey of the affected area to assess the situation and review the rescue operations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the Chief Minister over phone to get an update on the situation and assured all possible assistance from the central government. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted that the tax collected by the government from the public is much well managed today due to the efficient use of technology. She made these remarks while addressing the gathering at the 49th Civil Accounts Day celebrations in New Delhi today. Lauding the public financial management system, the Finance Minister emphasized that it continues to support the Digital India initiative of the government to ensure that government services are made available to citizens electronically. She said the system serves 60 crore beneficiaries with transparency. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, England were 108/5 in 19 overs against South Africa in the final league match of Group B in Karachi when reports last came in. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to bat first. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at 7:30 this evening at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.